We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Relocation is still on the minds of an awful lot of people around here, and it's certainly on the minds of everyone down in San Diego. And basically, Dean Spanos is as much in control of the Raiders' future as Mark Davis is, maybe even more so, because he's got the right of first refusal to join the project in Inglewood and to talk all about it, and Chip Kelly, because he just loves football and he's good at being a sports talk radio host, since that's what he does for a living. Darren Smith, host of the Darren Smith Show down at the Mighty 1090 in San Diego from noon to 3. Good to have him on here. We go all the way back to Bristol. So good to talk to you, Darren. How you doing, buddy?
Pleasure to be on your show. It's good to hear your voice, Dave. I'm looking forward to being up in San Francisco in a couple of weeks for the Super Bowl. I would imagine you and I may be crossing paths a little bit.
I would certainly hope so. That's got at least a dinner and a drink written all over it in one night, I would hope. And if you need Metallica tickets, let me know. Apparently, they're going like hotcakes. You know, Metallica's playing AT&T Saturday night.
Okay, I'm in for that. I just want to make sure you got the reservation French Laundry, right? I thought that was what we were doing.
We're all going. Yeah, we're going to get choppered from SFO General. They're going to let us use their helipad to take a chopper up to the French Laundry in Yountville. And bring your wallet, Darren. That's all I'm going to say. Just bring your wallet.
Yeah.
Bring two of them, as a matter of fact.
I heard that's what you need. Once you take out the wallet there, you never see it again.
It's gone. It is gone. The question is, are the Chargers gone? Is Dean Spanos stubborn enough to not to walk away from his only shot at L.A. based on he didn't like the deal he got?
It's a great question. It certainly would be nice if Dean would pop out of this hole and talk to us here in San Diego. The mayor has gone out, had a press conference. The county supervisor has, city attorney has. There hasn't been hide nor hair from Dean. He's usually very gabby spokesperson, hasn't been out there publicly. They have not said a word since the announcement was made that the Rams were going to Inglewood with the Chargers as the option. So nobody really knows what they're thinking. Now, there have been a couple leaks here and there that they're looking over the numbers, and I'm sure they are. Why wouldn't they look into the numbers in Inglewood? But by all accounts, Damon, this was a pretty crushing blow for Dean Spanos, and his ego is probably pretty bruised here. He wanted to be the point person. He wanted to be the one that carried the flag back into Los Angeles. And instead, the owners, by secret ballot, mind you, told him, you're not the guy that's going to lead us. Stan's the guy that's going to lead us. And if you want to ride shotgun, then you can do that. And it might be a great financial incentive for him to go up there and make that move. But he is not getting the type of treatment that he thought he was going to get, which was the champion of the return to the NFL to Los Angeles. So from that standpoint, I think it was pretty crushing to his ego. And you know these guys, they're all about money. They're also all about power.
Sure.
And does he really want to go into Stan Kroenke's building and not even be the top dog? He's the top dog in San Diego. He's not going to be the alpha in that room.
No, and what I really think happened is Dean Spanos thought that three decades of relationships and friend building was going to carry the day more so than a checkbook, which means Dean Spanos might be among the most naive NFL owners out there.
Absolutely. And you know what, Damon? It wasn't even close when you look at it. The first vote comes out. Now, the L.A. committee comes out 5-1 in favor of Carson, and that was a little bit worrying if you wanted the Chargers to remain and wanted the Raiders to remain. And then the first ballot comes out, and it's 20-12 in favor of Inglewood, and you said, well, what's going on here? Well, guess what? They didn't have to look Dean in the face for all this talk about how respected he was, how much the owners wanted to do right by him. Once they went to secret ballot, that's what they really thought. They went 20-12 first ballot in favor of Inglewood. Second one wasn't even close, 30-2. So he not only lost, he lost badly. And they really misplayed this if they thought they were going to go in there and be considered for Carson. They just didn't read the tea leaves the right way.
Well, I mean, the first official tea leave back, and we're talking with Darren Smith, who's a talk show host down in San Diego on the Mighty 1090. The first tea leaves were Carson Project gets recommended by a vote of 5-1. So he probably really felt like, geez, I thought I was going to be prom queen. And then I got the bucket of blood and I'm Sissy Spacek.
Right. Great way of putting it. I'm going to steal that for tomorrow's show.
Use it.
And it makes you wonder in hindsight, what the hell is that LA committee all about? Because I know the mayor of San Diego hopped on an airplane, and so did other elected officials, and wasted a bunch of taxpayer dollars to go find an audience with these guys to try to convince them that San Diego was viable. And then they just didn't even want to hear from them. They voted 5-1 in favor of Carson, and as it turns out, it didn't even matter. So I think that whole thing was a complete and utter waste of time, unless they were just trying to send a message to Stan Kroenke and say, hey, you're going to have to play ball here, because at least there's a few of us who think that Carson's a real project.
Let's say Spanos swallows his pride and he takes the deal to be a tenant in Englewood. Does the city of San Diego want another NFL team? Wouldn't that NFL team run into the same stadium issues that the Chargers always ran into? And might there be a possibility that they would come courting the Raiders?
Damon, they've already been on record as saying they're going to go after the Raiders if the Chargers take the deal in Englewood. The city attorney, he's an elected official. He didn't mince words. I asked him directly about the Raiders. If the Chargers take the deal in Englewood, he said, I'll call him tomorrow. I'll call him the day after the Chargers leave. Now, that doesn't exactly sit well with all of the Charger fans here in town who have grown up for the last 20, 30, 40, 50 years hating everything about the Oakland Raiders or the LA Raiders.
Right.
But that said, I do think that there is a huge appetite here for the NFL. And it's kind of like, all right, so my ex cheated on me. How can I get back at her? What's the best thing I could do? Well, you know, I could sleep with one of her friends. So from that standpoint, my enemy's enemy becomes my friend. So bring the Raiders down here, because it would really squeeze Spanos. He wouldn't be the more popular team in L.A. He would be the third most popular team in Southern California, because you'd have that gravitational pull. It would be like a magnet for all the Raider fans in Southern California to come to San Diego when they play. And assuming that the division alignment remains the same, they're going to be outnumbered in their own building. But then again, they're kind of used to that here, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. That is like San Diego and Northern California never works out well for the San Diego crowd when the game's in San Diego. I have in my life, I got to be honest with you, I don't think there's a single fan base that takes over a park more than Giants fans take over Petco, Raiders fans take over Jack Murphy or whatever, Qual, whatever. And it happens. It absolutely happens. Darren, we got to ask you about Chip Kelly, or else I'm not doing my job and I'm losing listeners. So, Chip Kelly to the Niners, are you buying? Are you selling?
I'm buying. There are a couple of 10-win seasons there. There's a trip to the postseason. He's a quirky personality. Everybody knows it. I know that there are quirky personalities all over that building in Santa Clara, and he's just now another one on top of that. I am buying. I saw all those pictures of all those empty seats. You did a great job of tweeting out all those pictures for all of us all across the country to watch. I would be buying that, especially considering, you know, who else is out there and available at this time. Are you buying or are you selling?
I think I'm buying for my show.
Yeah.
I'm buying for a topic. Right.
It's going to be a harmonious situation, but it gives you plenty to talk about.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I like a home run hitter, which usually gives you the home run that you were hoping for or a huge strikeout. And I think that that's what this is going to be. There will not be a single 8-8 Chip Kelly season. How about that? This is either going to really work or not at all.
Here's the best way I can put it. I get to cover Mike McCoy for another season. He's coming back for season number 4, and they've extended him. I'll trade you Mike McCoy right now in a heartbeat for Chip Kelly. I'll take that in a heartbeat. It doesn't even work with Philip Rivers, and I'd still rather have that to be able to talk about that than what I'm currently talking about.
I've never even heard of Mike McCoy. Is that your lawyer? Is that your attorney?
Yeah, the law offices of McCoy, Telesco, and Spanos. That's who runs the Chargers these days.
Always great to talk to you, Darren. Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you and your producer, Marty, up here in just
That's
a couple
really
of weeks.
That's who you really want to see. Come on, be honest.
We love Marty. Come on. Marty is like all over. She is always the girl in the background of the media scrum. She really is.
Yeah. I know. One would wonder how that always seems to happen with her.
It's like she knows what she's doing. Do the Chargers take her to L.A., basically, if they move?
She's a native San Diegan, and as much as she grew up loving the Chargers, she grew up hating Los Angeles more than she grew up loving the Chargers. I say absolutely no way if that happens.
There you go. My anchor is also from San Diego, and she's just sitting here nodding approvingly.
Totally concur.
There
Born
you
and
go.
Raised.
She knows the plight of the San Diego sports fan.
All too well.
You know, I'm working with a former Miss Chula Vista. You know that, don't you?
Really? I know a former Miss La Mesa. I wonder if they would
we might know each other.
A former Miss the Table? That's cool.
Yes, that's the way it happens down here. You know, that is the one funny thing, too, is this is the one time, you know, there's been so much failure with the Chargers under Dean Spanos that it really didn't surprise anybody here that he failed in L.A.
If the Chargers leave, does that mean the hostesses in the Gaslamp District get hotter because they are now choosing former Charger girls?
Yeah, good question. You know, we always worry about the employment status of everybody associated with the team. That's a very, very good question. I don't know where they would go to make their couple of bucks per hour. I don't know. That'd be a good question, but there'd be a lot of them on the loose in town.
What is the best fish taco in San Diego? Rubio's is only a rumor. What's the best?
I happen to like the Sandbar in Mission Beach, a couple miles away from there. It's got a really good Baja-style fish taco. It's really breaded, but not overly breaded. You know, sometimes fried food is kind of gross. I kind of like the fish tacos in the Sandbar, Mission Valley.
This is, without a doubt, the most important interview we're going to do, if not this week, possibly the entire calendar year. Thank you, Darren. Thank you so much, buddy.
See you in a couple weeks.
Good to talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.